This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. This month's K-State Garden Hour focused on putting the garden to bed, winter garden prep. K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Anthony Reardon, says there's a lot of work that needs to be done this fall in the vegetable and flower gardens, along with amending the soil, caring for trees, shrubs, and the lawn, and some basic winterization. In the vegetable garden, Reardon says the tender vegetables need to be picked before a hard frost.
There are certain ones that are going to not mind the cold weather. They'll actually perform better and have better flavor. And there's other ones that will, with a slight frost, completely die off for you. All of your fruiting plants are going to be the ones that are very tender, very sensitive to those frosty weather and temperatures. As opposed to that, you are going to have your leafy greens, your brassicas, your rooting crops. Those are actually going to like the winter temperatures. So those will be what you want to keep in the ground as opposed to what you need to get out of the ground before the first frost of the season. A few other things to keep in mind. When it does come time to actually clean out your vegetable garden, you want to fully clean it out. You can either compost the plants that are in there, or you can till them into the ground and add that organic matter directly back into the soil. Or if you have had disease issues or infested plants with a certain pest this year, you want to get all of those plants out of there and throw them away, because this is your opportunity to completely sterilize your garden and get it ready for next season. And that includes weeds, because weeds are a safe harbor for both pests and disease. So you want to get all of that away and out of your garden. Also, at this time of year, you can incorporate compost and organic matter to enrich your soil. What you want to make sure you're doing is you're adding this after you are done growing anything for the season, because compost can be a bit hydrophobic for the first few weeks to months that it is incorporated into the soil. Adding it now, it should have enough time over the winter to fully bind to the soil that's in your garden, and it should be great to use then in the spring. Mulching your beds to prevent winter erosion is also very much recommended, or you can use cover crops. So another thing to keep in mind with your vegetable gardens is there are methods of season extension that you can practice. Here in Kansas, the weather in the fall is very unpredictable. It can be, you know, freezing one day, and then for the next 6 weeks, it can be 90 degree temperatures. So if you can protect your plants for that one freezing day, you can theoretically extend your season all the way through December, really. And the methods of doing that vary. You can take a sheet or a cover cloth and go over your plants. You just want to make sure that all of the air is completely stale and not moving around on your plants. Or you could even use overturned buckets or a milk jug or a bowl and just set them on top of the plant. What you want to make sure in those cases to do is to not have the edges of the plant touching the edges of the covers at all, because those edges will freeze. With the sheets and or cloths, the edges of your plants may still freeze, but they will mostly still be protected. So some other considerations with flower gardens. Your annuals, those are typically small enough that they're not going to be having too much of a benefit once they decline and die off. So you can go ahead and get those out of there. Again, you want to remove your weeds, because those are just a pest safe haven. You don't want them in your garden. Downsize overgrown plants. So you can still trim on your plants. You just don't want to remove all of the habitat that could be there for the beneficials. Your summer bulbs are likely not going to make it through the winter. So your gladiolus, dahlia, begonia, canna, those are the ones you're going to want to dig up. Mulch your perennial beds. And you want to do this after a couple of frosts. And that is because if you do it before a couple of frosts, your plants will not fully be dormant. And in that case, you've got your plant cut back and it's going to start using the carbohydrate reserves in those roots to start growing back up during the fall. And instead of using those carbohydrates to get through the winter, you've essentially just shrunken your plants and taken away its ability to survive. So you want it to be fully dormant. And then consider leaving seeds and hollow stems for wildlife and beneficial insects. The birds and the squirrels need to eat as well. And so if you are trying to be a friend of wildlife, you may want to consider leaving those seeds.
That's K-State Research and Extension Horticulture Agent for Johnson County, Anthony Reardon, with information on putting the garden to bed. To view the October Garden Hour, go to hnr.k-state.edu. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.